Stevens followed. She gave her evidence much as she had given it to the inspector. Nothing new was brought out by her examination. Then came Elsie. As the reporters scribbled down what she had overheard, they added in brackets, "Sensation," for the first time that afternoon.
"How soon after you heard this did the shot come?" asked the coroner.
"Almost at once, sir."
"A minute?"
"I couldn't really say, sir. It was all so quick."
"Were you still in the hall?"
"Oh, no, sir. I was just outside Mrs. Stevens' room, the housekeeper, sir."
"You didn't think of going back to the hall to see what had happened?"
"Oh, no, sir. I just went in to Mrs. Stevens, and she said, 'Oh, what was that?' frightened-like. And I said, 'That was in the house, Mrs. Stevens, that was.' Just like something going off, it was."
"Thank you," said the coroner. There was another emotional disturbance in the room as Cayley went into the witness-box. Not sensation this time, but an eager and, as it seemed to Antony, sympathetic interest. Now they were getting to grips with the drama. He gave his evidence carefully, unemotionally, the lies, with the same slow deliberation as the truth. Antony watched him intently, wondering what it was about him which had this odd sort of attractiveness. For Antony, who knew that he was lying, and lying, as he believed, not for Mark's sake, but his own, yet could not help sharing some of that general sympathy with him.